This is your host, Danny, and this is Grammar from English Plus Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to continue our series, Learn the English Tenses. Today is the fourth episode of the series, and we're going to focus on the present perfect in this episode. So let me start with a very simple example. Tom can't find his key. He's lost his key, or he has lost his key. Now, what is this expression? He has lost his key. Now, that simply means that he lost it and he doesn't have it now. But first, before we dig in deeper in the meaning, let's first take a look at the form. What is this form? Have lost or has lost. This is what we call the present perfect simple. Now, the present perfect simple is formed very simply by adding have or has as an auxiliary verb. So, obviously, if we have I, we, they, or you, we say have. If we have he, she, or it, we say has. But what about the main verb? Well, the main verb is always in the past participle form. Now, the past participle form is not complicated when we talk about regular verbs because it is simply just like the past form. If we talk about verbs like finish or work, in the past they are finished with adding ed to them, or worked, also adding ed. In the past participle, they're just the same, finished and worked. But when it comes to irregular verbs, it's a different story. Because they are irregular, so there is no rule about that, you will have to check the irregular verb chart, which you can find easily everywhere online. But the point is, for irregular verbs, it's not the same like the past. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is not, sometimes it's something completely different. Now, for example, when we say lose, the past of lose is lost, and the past participle is also lost. But for example, the verb do is different. Do in the past is did, but in the past participle, it is done. Verb to be, which is am, is are. In the past, it's was or were, but in the past participle, it's been. Other verbs like put and cut, they don't change at all. Put and cut are the same in the present form, the past form, or the past participle form. So it's put, 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 cut, 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 etc. Now, hear what I'm trying to say, that when you want to think about irregular verbs, don't try to figure out a rule or something. Well, of course, sometimes you can compare because some of them are kind of similar to each other, but it is not a rule. You will have to check the irregular verb chart. Don't memorize it all in one day. Memorize the verbs as you use them. And step by step, you will memorize the whole list in no time. So, coming back, we are talking about the present perfect. We use have or has as an auxiliary verb, and for the main verb, we use the verb in past participle. Now, with that aside, let's start talking about the more important thing, and that is when to use the present perfect. Now, when we say something has happened, this is usually new information. I'll give you a couple of examples. For example, if I say, "Ow, I've cut my finger," or "This road is closed, there's been an accident," which means there has been an accident. Police have arrested two men in connection with a robbery. Now, all of these examples that I just mentioned are talking about something that has just happened, something new. We're talking about new information. And here, we will talk about that more and more as we dive deeper and deeper in the present perfect. The present perfect is not about when the thing happened. The present perfect is about the effect of this thing that happened. Yes, it happened in the past. Now, even for those examples I just mentioned, yes, this is new information. This is something that has just happened. But think about it. If you want to ask yourself a question, "I've cut my finger. Is this happening right now?" No, I've cut my finger. It happened in the past, even the recent past, but it happened in the past. There's been an accident, also in the past. Police have arrested two men, also in the past. The recent past, yes, but it is still past. So why don't we simply use the past simple? That is the big question. We're going to see it over and over again. When you use the present simple, most of the time the meaning is in the past, but The focus is not on when the thing happened. The focus is on what happened, the effect of what happened, the relation of what happened to the present. We will see more of that, so don't worry if you don't understand all of these at the moment. We're going to understand them all with the examples I'm going to give you. So here, coming back to our examples, we can use the present simple when we want to talk about new information. Like we said, I've cut my finger, there's been an accident, or police have arrested two men in connection with a robbery. Now, we also use the present perfect, as I told you, when there is a connection with the present, with now. The action is in the past, that's a fact, but it has a result now. And here, as I told you, more and more you will see that this is why we call it present, not past. Because yes, the action happened in the past, but there is always connection to the present. And here, again, I say that again and again every time I talk about tenses. Think about what you want to say, what you want to focus on when you're talking. That's the important thing. Think about that first, and then pick the right tense for the meaning you have in mind, not vice versa. Don't look at the tenses, understand them, and then think about what you want to say. It doesn't make sense. Think first about what you want to say. If you want to talk about something that happened in the past, but your intention is not to mention details of this thing, when it happened, how it happened, etc., your intention is to talk about the impact of this thing on the present, the relation on the present, for example. You are more interested in the action that happened and the results this action has now. I'll give you a couple of examples. If I say, for example, Tom has lost his key, well, that happened in the past, no question. But remember, because we don't focus on the past, we don't mention the time. Now, if you try to say Tom has lost his key yesterday, that is wrong. If you want to mention the time, that means you're more interested in details, so use the past simple. If you want to say lost his key yesterday, you just say Tom lost his key yesterday. You're interested in details? That's past simple. That's the tense to use. But here we're not interested in details. We're interested in this thing and the connection it has with the present. So Tom has lost his key. What does that mean? That means he doesn't have it now. If you're wondering why isn't he using his key to open the door, I can tell you Tom has lost his key. I'm not telling you when and how, etc., because that's not important. The important thing is that he doesn't have it now, so he can't open the door. You see, there is a connection to the present. That's what I mean when I say Tom has lost his key. Let me give you another example. He told me his name, but I've forgotten it. I can't remember it now. Please tell me what his name is, because he is coming my way and I don't want to tell him just hi. I want to address him with his own name, but I've forgotten it. I can't remember it now. You see here, it's not important to tell you, I forgot the name 5 hours ago or 2 seconds ago. Doesn't matter. The important thing is that I can't remember it now. And that is why we use the present perfect. Another example, Sally is still here. She hasn't gone out. She hasn't gone out? What does that mean? She hasn't gone out. She went out 2 hours ago. She went. No, that's not important. She hasn't gone out. What I'm telling you, that she is still here. She is here now. The opposite, of course, that she has gone out, that means she's not here now. So you use the present perfect. It's like we are using something. I'm telling you about what happened in the past, yes, but what I'm really interested in is the connection, is the result that this thing has in the present. She hasn't gone out, she is here now. If I say it the other way around, she has gone out, it's like I'm telling you, she's not here now. I'm sorry, you can't talk to her. You see that? So that is why we use the present perfect. One more example. I know I'm giving more examples than you might want, but believe me, it is important because sometimes you remember how to use the present perfect from the examples more than from my explanation. So, another example and the final example before we move on. I can't find my bag. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? It's like I'm asking you, do you know where it is? Do you know where it is now? Have you seen it? That is why I use the present perfect. I'm not asking you for details. Did you see it last time when I left? No. Did you see it 5 minutes ago? That's not what I'm interested in. I'm not asking about details. I don't even know in the first place if you have seen it or not. I'm just asking you, have you seen it? Because I want to know if you know where it is now. Have you seen it? Have you seen her? Have you seen him? Have you seen the movie? Etc. We will talk about have you seen the movie. It's a little bit different, but we will talk about that. The most important thing is, yes, these things happened in the past, but it's not important when they happened or how they happened. The more important thing is the connections these things have with the present, the effect, the result these things have now in the present. And now talking about this, let me talk about it. Not a technical thing, but something that causes some kind of problems, a common mistake, if you will. And that is between gone to and been to. Now, if I say, for example, James has gone to Italy, or if I say Amy has been to Italy, what is the difference? Isn't it kind of the same? Yeah, we use verb to be instead of verb to go to mean the same thing. Yes and no. If you say James has gone to Italy, that means James is on holiday now. He's there now, or maybe on his way there. Fine. But he's not back yet. You have to remember that. He's gone to Italy. That means he's there, or as we said, he's on his way there. But if you say Amy has been to Italy, that's different. That means she has now come back. She went there and she came back. She is here now. When I say I've been to France, or I've been to Italy, or I've been to Spain or Nigeria or South Africa, that means I'm here now. I'm not there, but I went there and I came back. But if I say this person has gone to Italy, that means this person is still there. James has gone to Italy. So there's a difference between has gone or has been. Has gone, that means this person is there or on his way there. But has been, this means that this person is here now, but this person went there and came back. So that is just a common mistake that I wanted to mention before I move on and talk a little bit more about the present perfect. This time I'm getting a little bit technical, but since you understand the meaning, this is not going to be technical. Because honestly, I hate to tell you, just use the present perfect with this, with that. If you don't understand why, don't. And ask yourself this question all the time. Whenever you're studying English grammar, why am I using this? Is it just rule? Sometimes I have to admit, yes, we have things in grammar that are just rules. There is no logic behind them. But these are very few things in grammar. Most of the things in grammar have logic behind them. And you need to understand the logic. Not because you love grammar or something like that. Maybe you love grammar, good for you, because I love grammar too. But this is not the point. The point is you want to understand these things because you want to use them. You want to naturalize this thing in your own speaking and writing. You don't want to make that sound weird when you use it in the wrong place or when you use it in a different way. You want to use it as naturally as possible. That's why you want to understand what's happening, what's going on. With that being said, let's move to the next point, and I want to tell you about how we use the present perfect with just, already, and yet. So we have just, already, and yet. Let's start with just. What is the meaning of just? It means a short time ago. This is the meaning we're using now. Just can have the meaning of only, of course, but with the present perfect, in this context, we're using it to mean a short time ago. For example, I can ask you, are you hungry? And you can go like, no, I've just had lunch. I've just had lunch. That means I had lunch a short time ago. So why didn't you say so? Well, you can say I had lunch a short time ago instead of that. But when you say I've just had lunch, you're also connecting that to the present. You're like telling me I'm not hungry now. I don't want to eat now. That's the point. That's why you would prefer to use present perfect. I'm not saying past is wrong. No, of course, you can use the past simple if you want. But here there is an added layer of meaning if you use the present perfect. And just, the word, just, happens to be a perfect match in this case. Let's move on to talk about already. Already means, in the context of present perfect, sooner than expected. So let me give you a couple of examples. Don't forget to pay the bill. And you can respond to that by saying, I've already paid it. I've already paid it. Sooner than expected, sooner than you expect. And again, why didn't we just say, I paid it yesterday? Well, that's possible if you want to go to details. But if you don't want to go to details, and if you want to use this present perfect to mean that it's over, Don't worry about it. Here, I've already paid it. Don't worry about it. I don't have to say don't worry about it because the meaning is implied within the use of the present perfect. Another example. What time is Mark leaving? He's already left. Oh, he's already left sooner than expected. Well, I expected him to be here. I thought he would be here now. I didn't know he was not here. So he has already left. I'm simply trying to say that he's not here. You can't say goodbye to him. You're too late, whatever. Depends on the situation, of course. But all these things can be embedded or implied meanings. Where's Mark? I want to say goodbye to him. Oh, he's already left. I'm sorry, too late. You can't say goodbye anymore. He's not here anymore. He's already left. So you see, there is an extra layer of meaning if you use the present perfect. The past simple is flat. You're just saying what happened. That's all. Yes, with more details, of course. If you want to go to details, you will want to use the past simple because that's what it is used for, especially when we talk about things that happened in the past, of course. But with the present perfect, there is this extra layer of information. There's this extra layer of meaning. So now let's move to yet. Now, yet in the context of present perfect means until now. We use yet to show that we are expecting something to happen. But let me tell you that we usually use yet in questions and negative sentences. So for example, we say, has it stopped raining yet? It is raining. Has it stopped yet? I am expecting it to stop anytime soon, but I'm asking, yet until now. Or you can say, for example, I've written the email, but I haven't sent it yet. I'm expecting to send it, and maybe you're expecting me to send it. I'm telling you, I haven't sent it yet, but I'm going to. So yet here adds this extra layer of meaning until now, and using yet shows that you are expecting this thing to happen. Maybe soon, maybe later, it doesn't matter, but this is the meaning of yet. So remember, we can use the present perfect with just, already, and yet. But don't think about it that we just have words and these words are just, already, yet. Whenever we see these words, we use present perfect. No, I want you to understand why you want to use the present perfect. Because guess what? We can use these words with other tenses as well. These words are not exclusive for present perfect. So if you just want to learn them this way, it's not going to help you because you will see later that you can use just, already, and yet with other tenses. So learning them this way is not going to help. And now before I move on to talk about the present perfect, when we use it to talk about lifetime experiences, because that is a very common use of the present perfect, let me say that again. You can still use the past simple if you want. The past simple is not wrong. The present perfect is just adding a layer of information or meaning to what you're saying. For example, when we say Ben isn't here, he's gone out, you can still say he went out. That's fine. That's totally fine, even if you don't mention any details. Or when you ask, are you hungry? And I told you the other person just said, no, I've just had lunch. You can say, no, I just had lunch. Just use the past simple. No present perfect. That's completely fine. But as I told you, the present perfect adds a layer of meaning. And now with that being said, let's move on and talk about another very important use for the present perfect. And that is when we talk about the present perfect to talk about lifetime experiences, whether things happened in our lifetime or didn't happen in our lifetime. That's next. So we can use the present perfect if we want to describe what happened or didn't happen in our lifetime. Like when we want to talk about our lifetime experiences. Now, when we say experiences, it doesn't have to be a great experience or a big experience. It can be just anything. It can be just trying a kind of food or maybe going to a place that is just around the corner or maybe going to China. Or going to a faraway place, or maybe exploring Antarctica. Maybe it's that big, or it can be very small and insignificant, but you're just telling me if you have this experience or not, no matter how big or small this experience may be. Now, for example, I can ask you, have you traveled a lot? Now, when I ask you, have you traveled a lot, I'm not asking you about yesterday. Remember what I said at the beginning, the present perfect is not concerned with details. When we use the present perfect, we are not concerned with details of when that happened and how that happened and where that happened. No, we're not concerned with that. If we are, and if we want to talk about details, we use the past simple. The past simple is perfect to talk about details of things that happened in the past. But if we are more interested in the experience all in all, we use the present perfect. Like when I say here, have you traveled a lot? I'm asking you, like, all your life, have you traveled a lot? You may say, yes, I have. And then I may want to go into details and ask you, really, where did you go? What countries did you visit? And then you tell me, well, I went to France last year. I went to Spain 2 years ago. Now, we go to details. We use the past simple. But first, the first question, the first one that I'm asking you about your lifetime experiences, I use the present perfect. And also, this is very important because sometimes you may want to talk about things, but you don't want to get into details. For example, you can say, yeah, I've been to a lot of places. Well, obviously, you don't want to tell me where. And if I don't ask, you're not going to tell me. Maybe I don't want to tell you. Maybe it's just small talk and I don't want to go to details. I'm talking to a person I don't really know. So I just want to say, yes, I've been to lots of places. That's what I want to say. I don't want to go to any details. Now, the question can be a little bit more specific. Not have you traveled a lot. I can ask you, have you ever been to China? You can say, yes, I've been to China, or no, I haven't been to China, or any other country for this matter. Now here, you might think these are big experiences, going to another country, traveling a lot, big experiences. But as I told you, these experiences don't need to be big experiences. They can be any kind of experience. But the key thing is, I'm asking you whether you have done this in your life or not. I can ask you, have you eaten rice before? I know this is stupid. Most people around the world have eaten rice before, but you can still ask this question for some reason. Have you been to this theater around the corner? Well, you've lived here all your life, so obviously you have been there, but maybe you haven't. Who knows? I'm asking anyway. Have you been to that grocery shop? Maybe it's not a big experience. What's the big experience about going to this grocery shop? But I'm asking you, have you been there? It's new, it's good, the prices are good, etc. Have you been there? I'm just asking you, have you done this or not? And I'm not being specific. I'm saying, have you tried it or not? It can be for a kind of food. It can be for any place. It can be for talking to a person. Have you talked to Paul before? Have you talked to Jane before? Now, this is just a person. And there's a good chance because this person works with us or this person is going to school with us. And there's a good chance we have talked to this person, but maybe not. So I'm asking anyway, have you talked to this person? Have you met this person before? Have you been to that place before? Have you tried this kind of food, etc.? So don't confuse what I'm saying, that we use the present perfect to talk about experiences, and think that it's only reserved for big experiences and important experiences. Can be for any kind of experience. Just to tell me if you know this thing or if you don't know it, if you've tried this thing or if you haven't tried it. So let me give you a couple of more examples here. Have you ever eaten caviar? Now, this is not a big experience, but not everybody likes caviar. And since caviar is not very cheap, so maybe not everybody has eaten caviar. So you may ask a person, have you ever eaten caviar? Have you ever eaten sushi? Have you ever eaten pizza? Have you ever eaten whatever? Now, for some foods, it might be a little bit obvious because they're all over the place and they're not that expensive. So you wouldn't ask this question. Maybe you would ask this question for some exotic food or some maybe expensive food, like in this case. You may ask a person, have you ever had a car? Have you ever owned a car? Maybe yes, maybe no. You wouldn't ask a person who's driving now and you know that this is his or her car. You wouldn't ask this question to this person. But if you just want to ask a person, have you ever had a car? Like all your life until now. That's why it is present perfect. You can talk about movies. You can say, I don't know what the film is about. I haven't seen it. See, there's always relation to the present. There's always connection to now. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm trying to say that I don't know what the film is about. Maybe you start talking about Game of Thrones and you're kind of psyched up and talking about it, very excited, especially when the episodes were just coming out. And you're just talking, this happened and that happened, and then I'm kind of lost. And then I come and say, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I have seen it, of course. But for some people, it might be the case that they're maybe talking about a show, a movie, or something, and this person doesn't have a clue. Why? Because this person hasn't seen it yet. We don't have to say yet, because maybe this person doesn't want to see it. So here, if you want to add yet, that means you're expecting this person is going to see this movie or this show, whatever. But here, without yet, I haven't seen it. That means I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the film is about. Another example, Susan really loves that book. She's read it 3 times. Wow. When you've done something many times, that means you like it very much. You've enjoyed it very much. Or maybe because it is something that is usually done many times. It's a really boring movie. It's the most boring movie I've ever seen. This is a very common use. When you want to talk about the best you've ever seen, the worst you've ever seen, the best person you've ever met, the worst person you've ever met, the most beautiful person you've ever met, you have ever done something. This is the most dangerous thing I've ever done. This is the easiest thing I've ever done. So you can use the present perfect with the superlative a lot in this sense. You say, for example, this is the best movie I've ever seen. This is the worst song I've ever heard, etc. So you see, we can use the present perfect to talk about lifetime experiences. And lifetime experiences doesn't mean that we are on our deathbeds and we're talking about what happened in our life. No, that means all your life until now. That's the lifetime experience. Whether you are 10 years old, 20 years old, or 100 years old, it doesn't matter. All that matters is we're talking about all your life until now. That's present perfect. And now let's talk about some more expressions we usually use with the present perfect in this sense. Now, because we understand the meaning of using the present perfect with lifetime experiences, I can tell you about these expressions. And that's coming next. So the expressions I'm going to tell you about are recently, in the last few days, so far, or since something happened. Let me give you the first example. Have you heard anything from Ben recently? Now, recently means in the last few days until now. There's always now present, whether it is clear or it is embedded as a hidden meaning. You understand it because I just used the present perfect. So you can use recently, or you can say, I've met a lot of people in the last few days. And it's not over. I may still meet more people. That's why I'm using the present perfect. When you want to talk about something that happened and it is completed and nothing can change about this thing, well, maybe here you should use the past simple. But when you talk about something that is probably going to continue to happen in the future, like this one, I've met a lot of people in the last few days, doesn't mean that I'm not going to meet anybody for the rest of my life or after now. No, but I'm just talking about in the last few days. And here I wanted to point out that yes, it is okay to use the present perfect when you say in the last few days or in the last couple of months or in the last couple of years. That's fine because we're talking about in the last few days until now. But if you just use last, that is nothing related to now, nothing related to the present. You just say last Sunday or last Saturday or last year or last whatever, last November, last September, etc. That is simple past. Because that is something that happened in the past and it's over, it's completed. Nothing is related to the present. If you want to use last in this way, use the past simple. But if you say in the last few days, that's fine. You can use the present perfect. Another example, everything is going well. There haven't been any problems so far. So far, until now. But that thing may change, who knows? But so far, so good. That is a very common expression. People say so far, so good. So far, so good. That means until this moment, everything is fine. And here we can use the present perfect. There haven't been any problems so far. Another example, the weather is bad here. It's rained every day since I arrived. From the moment I arrived until now, it has rained every day. So the weather is bad here. So we can use since because simply I'm saying that this thing started to happen from that point in the past, since I arrived until this very moment, until now. So you can use since and we usually use the past simple with since. Since I arrived, since this thing happened, etc. Another example, it's good to see you again. We haven't seen each other for a long time. No specifics. Remember, the present perfect doesn't care about specifics. If you want to be specific, if you're that much into details, that's what you care about the most, try to use the past simple instead. You want to specify things, this thing happened last Thursday, etc. Well, use the past simple. Forget about the present perfect. But most of the time, we are not that specific and detailed in everything we say. I mean, it's not science every day or everywhere we go. In everyday language, of course, we use things that are not specific a lot, and the present perfect can help you with that. But of course, remember, we're talking about things that are related to the present. Don't just use something in the future and use the present perfect for it, of course. So we can use recently, in the last few days, so far, since something happened, for a long time, etc. But that's not everything. Remember what I told you about last? Yes, with last, you use past. But what about if we use this instead of last? Because here it is different. If I say, for example, I've drunk 4 cups of coffee today. Now, if I say yesterday, you can't use the present perfect. You have to say, I drank 4 cups of coffee yesterday because, guess what? Yesterday is over. But if I say today, today is still not over and I may still drink more. This thing may increase. So if I have this meaning in mind, I'm talking about what I have done so far, but I'm not finished yet. I may add to that, whatever that is. In our example here, we're talking about how many cups of coffee I've drunk so far today. So I've drunk 4 cups of coffee today. When you use today, you can use the present perfect because you're talking about something that is probably going to continue on. Maybe change, maybe increase. Maybe I will drink a couple of more cups of coffee, who knows? But maybe today is obvious. What about this year? If you want to talk about last year, use the past simple, because last year is gone, it's over. But if you want to talk about this year is still not over. If you say, for example, have you had a holiday this year? Because even if you say, no, I haven't, but you still have a chance, this year is not over yet. Or, I haven't seen Tom this morning, have you? Now, if you say, I haven't seen Tom this morning, have you? That tells you that it is still morning. But if you say, I didn't see Tom this morning, that tells you that this morning is in the past. Now we're in the evening or at night. So, if you say this morning and you use the present perfect with it, that implies that this morning is not over yet. And now there's one more point that I would like to mention before we wrap up today's episode about Learn the English Tenses from English Plus Podcast. And that is when we talk about something and it is the first time it has happened. We use the present perfect when we want to talk about the first time something has happened. For example, Don is having a driving lesson. It's his first lesson. So we can say it's the first time he has driven a car. Not he drives, it's the first time he has driven a car. That means he hasn't driven a car before. He has never driven a car before. Now, in the same way, we say Sarah has lost her passport again. This is the second time this has happened. Not happens, not present simple, has happened. Andy is phoning his girlfriend again. It's the third time he's phoned her this evening. So, you see, when you want to talk about the first time something has happened, the second time, the third time, but remember, we're not talking about the past, all right? We're talking about the present here. So, that being said, that is what I wanted to share with you about the present perfect today. We will talk more about the present perfect in the episodes to come, but that is enough for today. Remember that you can find more on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. And I want you to think about grammar all the time, that grammar is a tool for you to talk, to write, to express yourself. Think about it this way and you will love grammar as much as I do. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. Thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.